Sid Roth here. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. My guest was born in a Muslim country, raised Muslim. She used to dream of having the ability to be a suicide bomber. Well, this woman had such a radical encounter with Jesus. You should hear what she says about Israel. She has fallen in love with Israel and the Jewish people. She has 6 million followers on Facebook, mostly Muslims, that she's leading to the Lord. Why? She moves in extraordinary miracles. Anyone want to see some?
Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Do angels exist? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Are healing miracles real? Sid Roth has spent over 35 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
You know, Ishak, you appear to be such a joyful person. You're always bubbly, you're always excited, but if people only knew the background you came from, it's almost like that was a different person. I mean, I already told them your dream would be worthy enough to be a suicide bomber. You just got back from Israel. Tell me what happened when you went to Israel. What was it like?
Well, I had another encounter with Jesus there, and I was weeping every step when I was walking to Jerusalem, and I just fell in love with Israel, and I felt like I belonged there from all my life. And even when I was an enemy of Israel, when I wanted to wipe Israel from the face of the earth as a radical Muslim, and I saw love of Jesus towards me when I was in Israel. It was such a life-changing experience.
I want you to see the contrast. I'll take you back as a young girl in a Muslim family in Turkey, radical. What was your life like as a young girl?
Well, I grew up in civil war years, so I was very accustomed to bombs, hearing gunshots, people killing each other. We had a terrorist training center next door. So I was like 4 or 5 years old. I was seeing machine guns, dynamites going in and out of the building. And I developed PTSD at early age. I was being beaten up, abused, and molested later on by a family relative. And I've been through a lot of physical, sexual, and emotional abuse when I was a kid, and later on when I was young adult.
But even in Turkey, it's the same in America. The women think, well, I'll get married, and that's going to be my solution, and I'll be just like they say show in Hollywood. How old were you when you were married?
19 years old.
Okay, so you get married.
Yes.
And it was actually worse than the beatings you were taking at home.
Absolutely. But the only difference that at that time I was believing that my first husband was doing the right thing as a Muslim man. He was disciplining me to become a better Muslim woman.
Is he allowed to do this according to their holy book?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Just out of curiosity, there's been a phrase in
yes.
America used often
yeah.
about Islam. This is the phrase that we have been sold as
That's
Americans.
Right.
Islam is a peace-loving religion. What would you say to that?
Well, whoever says that has an Antichrist spirit, because this is a fake peace of Antichrist. And if there's any peace in Islam, and who says that needs to show me one Muslim country in the world that has peace. And that is a very fake and very deceptive statement that Islam is a peaceful religion.
Okay, so you have a horribly abusive marriage, and you decide you're going to get education. Mm-hmm. You study, you're good, you get a good job, and then you figure a way to get out of Turkey to America. You get a transfer, you divorce your husband. I understand it took a miracle. You come to America. You live a very wild lifestyle, mm-hmm. and there's another man who is involved in drugs you get involved with, and he was acting crazy towards you. It was like you were a magnet to attract problems for yourself.
Absolutely. And I believe through this program, God can speak to many people. Maybe there's a pattern in their lives, and there's an abuse pattern. They feel stuck, and I was one of those people. I was a victim before Jesus Christ. I had this thing on my forehead, come and abuse me. Come and rape me. And people, abusers, attracted to victims. So I had another horrible marriage, but the good part of that, I have a 20-year-old daughter today who is a missionary, and 2 months ago, I led my second husband to the Lord, gloriously.
Okay, I want to take you. You get a good job in America. However, because of the abuse, there's a point, you can only take so much. And because of this abuse, even with her daughter, life isn't worth living. She's going to commit suicide. She goes into work, and as her employer says, Ishak, I want you to come in my office. I'm going to do something I've never done before. When we come back, let's find out what he did.
We'll be right back. To It's Supernatural.
ISN, the It's Supernatural online network, is not just another Christian TV network. ISN offers live streaming of programs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, right on your mobile devices or smart TVs.
ISN lets me watch my favorite shows anytime I want.
These exclusive programs are life-changing. Multitudes report getting healed and having their prayers answered. Get ready to receive your supernatural breakthrough, your healing, your miracle. Download the free ISN app today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Well, weren't you concerned about committing suicide, that you'd have problems with Allah?
Yes, but I thought that Allah was not pleased with me, and he hated me, so there was no way for me to win his approval. I was a failure in my eyes.
So the morning before you went to work, where you had planned to commit suicide, what was going on inside of your head?
Well, I woke up and I saw my daughter. She was 2.5 years old, and there was a voice in my head telling me, anybody can be a better mother. And that same voice was telling me life is not worth living. And I usually do this when enemy is speaking, because we need to recognize the enemy's voice and separate it. And at that morning, I was just hearing from the enemy and believing in that lie. And I took her to daycare and started planning my suicide.
Tell mommy bye.
Okay, so you get to work. What happened?
Well, I went to the restroom to cry because my sorrow was so great, and I started having a closure with God. And I didn't know at that time which God I was talking to, because I was going to Bible studies at that time.
At
workplace.
Where they were Christians and had a Bible study.
Yes. So I was just going there to please my boss, thinking that I will secure my job.
Except you told me you heard about a woman that you related to, and that the approach Jesus took was so different than the approach Allah took. Tell me about that.
So that was my first Bible study from John chapter 8, adulterous woman. When they threw her at the feet of Jesus, what are we going to do with her? According to Moses' law, we need to stone her. Mm. He didn't condemn her, but he gave her another chance. But according to Sharia law, she had to be stoned to death. And that pierced my heart, love of Christ there. It was my first Bible study. But coming back to the day of planning my suicide, I thought I could never become a Christian. They were infidels, and they were destined for hell. And I was not a good Muslim at that time. I was thinking Allah disowned me, so it would be better for me to just kill myself and without even thinking the consequences. I just wanted to end my pain. And then I went to work and I went to the restroom having this closure with God. And I started asking, why you hate me so much? Why have you abandoning me or forsaken me? What have I done so bad? I cleaned my face, went to my seat. My boss called me to his office and he says, I am going to tell you something I have never done before in my life. And he said, I feel in my spirit, Jesus knows what you're about to do. And I have to tell you, he's telling me to tell you, you are not forsaken nor abandoned. He has been with you since you were born. And when you were molested, he was by your side. When you were kicked like a dog on the floors, he was by your side. When your knife put on your throat, he was by your side. He was interceding for you that one day you would turn to him. And now I want to ask you, would you like to receive him as your Lord and Savior?
Well, now you have the conflict of you're in trouble with Allah, but this is really going to get you in trouble with Allah. What did you do?
Well, at that point, I was not thinking anything because God was in that room. And first time in my life, I experienced the presence of God, and He was real. I didn't understand the Trinity. I had no doctrine, nothing. But I knew Jesus Christ was real, and He was hugging me.
You know something? Her situation was impossible.
That's right.
And guess what happens? Out of the blue, a man calls you on the phone, and what does he say?
Well, that was after my salvation. I was broke and going through all these trials. And this man calls and he says, my name is so-and-so. And I could feel authority in his voice, first time in my life feeling that authority. He said, Sister Ishik, we have been praying for you. We have been praying for your salvation. Praise the Lord. And I want to invite you for the weekend to our house, my wife and I. He said, if you come, we are going to bless you, but we are going to give you a Bible study about the Holy Spirit.
So you said, sure.
I needed hope. I needed something in my life. And I was not going to a spirit-filled church that would believe in so many miracles or anything. But there was this hunger in me, and I wanted to believe in what you are saying. But I said, I have no gas in my car. I cannot make 5-hour drive to your place. And then he says, I know you don't have that kind of faith, but I am going to pray over your car right now, and you are going to make it to my home.
And then
he continues. He said, if you get stuck in the middle of the road, I promise you I will come and pick you up. But I serve a God. I know that you are not going to get stuck. And I said, I am going in my car right now. I put my daughter. She was almost 4 years old at that time. I went inside my car and I said in my heart, I will drive until this car stops. And I start driving and I made it 5 hours to his house.
On empty?
Empty. Completely, utterly empty.
You get into his house. What does he say to you?
Well, at that time, one of my foot was in the church, the other one was in the world. So I didn't have a good Bible training. And I had sin in my life, so as soon as he saw me, he fell to the ground and he started praying in tongues, and I never heard tongues in my life before. And everything he said came to me without an accent, perfect Turkish in my mother tongue. And he was confessing my sins to God. He was naming my sins one by one. And then I was in shock. I was here looking at this. A blue-eyed, tall American man speaking perfect Turkish. And then he got up and he says, he looked at me in the eye, very sharp, very strong. And he says, Sister, I don't know what I said, but you know what I said. You take God seriously.
All right, now, let me tell you, she takes God so serious that the fire of God hits her. When we come back, it not only hit her, she wants to pray for that same fire to come on you. Are you ready?
right back to It's Supernatural.
Call now and get Ishak Abla's powerful book, I Dreamed Freedom, and her anointed three-part audio CD teaching, A Lifestyle of Joy and the Impossible. This is an exclusive offer for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9520. Through Ishak Abla's powerful testimony book, I Dreamed Freedom, you will realize that no matter how bad your past has been, whether it has been dominated by sin, wrong choices, emotional or physical abuse, woundedness, bad circumstances, wrong personal choices, all of this can be overcome through the blood of Jesus and through belief in Jesus as your Messiah and Lord. Through Ishak Abla's anointed three-part audio CD teaching, A Lifestyle of Joy and the Impossible, you will understand how to receive God's fire and a renewed passion for the things of God. Never be a victim again. Learn how to maintain the fire of God in your life. Find out how you can experience deliverance, healing, and miracles like those that we read about in the New Testament. Develop a transformed mind. Obtain victory over negativity and doubt, which are robbing you from accessing all the blessings and promises of God in your life. Receive the Joy of the Lord impartation. Understand that there is no limit to what God can do in and through your life.
People read my book, they get healed. I heard people's tumors fell off just by me giving my testimony. People are coming out of depression or insomnia or suicidal thoughts or all kinds of diseases, arthritis, diabetics, just being healed by hearing or reading my testimony.
Are you ready for a lifestyle of joy, supernatural joy? Are you ready for a lifestyle of nothing is impossible? It's no longer going to be a dream for you. It's going to be reality.
Don't miss out on getting Ishak Abla's powerful book, I Dreamed Freedom, and her anointed three-part audio CD teaching, A Lifestyle of Joy and the Impossible. This is an exclusive offer for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9520. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9520 or log on to sidroth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Okay, I know you can't wait to hear this. She has no gas. She travels, what, 4 or 5 hours in a car on empty, gets to this total stranger's house. He only knew about her because his church was praying for her and he felt prompted to call her. So he called, so he speaks in tongues. It turns out to be perfect Turkish. And he states all of the sins in her life. And then what happened?
Well, I was so convicted, I was weeping. Then when he did this, like, sister, you know, and he started speaking to me, I just passed out. But when I came back, I was a completely different person. I was transformed completely. And all these lies and deception of Islam left me. I felt like tons of demons left me at that very moment.
And she had a supernatural hunger for more and more and more of God, and God met it. One day, you go to church, and they talk about the outpouring of the Holy Spirit and being able to speak in a language such as you just heard in your own tongue. He didn't speak one word of Turkish.
Then I was so hungry after that. I was like, wow, I am serving a God that nothing is impossible, so I cannot put him in a box anymore. So I started going to a spirit-filled church and believing everything Bible said about God, and he did. And when pastor one night made an altar call, if you want to be filled with the Holy Spirit, just come to the altar. Before he even made the altar call completed, I threw myself to the altar. I want to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Before even I finished that, boom! I mean, fire of God just like a liquid poured down on me. My knees were shaking. It was like electrical power of God. And I opened my mouth in obedience, and it just started flying. Butterflies were coming from my mouth, and I started speaking in tongues. And they changed my life, ministry, everything.
You know, with the background you came from, tell me how you have such joy. such peace. Tell me how.
Well, that joy is supernatural because we should have the joy of the Lord as believers, and it's one of the fruit of the Holy Spirit. And I started seeking God's joy in my life because I had no joy. I was a believer, but I had some joy, but it was not real always. And then I pursuing God to release His joy into my life, and He did it. But it was not only receiving it, I learned to keep it and exercise that joy every single day. And that happened with freedom in Christ, accepting and receiving my identity in Christ, because I was feeling ugly and stupid as where I was called. And I started every morning declaring, I am fearfully and wonderfully made in God's own image. And the Word of God started bubbling up within me. So that joy comes from making an agreement with the Word of God. I hold hands with God and I say yea and amen to His Word for me.
Now, how you have some 6 million followers on Facebook, mostly Muslim. I imagine a lot of these women that are being abused in Muslim countries relate to you. You also do television.
Yes.
Tell me the type of women that correspond with you from when they hear you talk.
Well, they start seeing a glimpse of hope at the end of that darkness, and they say, I want to have the joy you have. I want to laugh. I never laugh in my life. And I want to tell you, until I came to America, I never laughed in my life. Then after Jesus, I started laughing out loud, because in my culture, only prostitutes or bad woman laughs out loud. And now I don't even care. I just laugh, and God gives me that joy.
Well, I'll tell you what. There are so many women watching right now, yes, in other countries, but also in the United States of America, that are maybe not as abused as you, but they are abused and they think there is no way out. Talk to them.
Well, I just want to speak to you right now. If you are lacking joy in your life, you've been through trials, tragedies, maybe even rape, maybe even a rape in a family, and you are looking at your circumstance and you are saying, no good will come out of my life, and I can never laugh. You have such anguish and sorrow in you. And I am here to tell you, not coming from a perfect background, but coming from a mess, coming from tragedies myself, that God can restore your joy right now in this very moment, because the God that I serve is God of hope. And I'm speaking to someone right now that whose one breast is removed because you had cancer and you lost your joy after cancer. You overcame that cancer, but you have no joy. You were not abused, but life really treated very badly and the enemy was there. And I just want to speak, maybe you've been through divorce right now. I'm speaking and you feel so much this label and weight on you. And God wants to remove that weight from your shoulders and say to you right now, you are not labeled as cancer patient. You are not labeled as a divorcee. You are not labeled as a raped person. You are an overcomer. If you receive my son and his joy right now, at this very moment, I release this joy to you. In the name of the Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, be filled with Holy Spirit's joy.
And for those that have said, I'm sorry of my sins.
Yes.
Jesus, wash them away. Make me clean. Come inside of me. Anyone that has said that prayer or saying it as I'm speaking right now, you pray the fire of God on them right now.
Amen. I speak fire right now from top of your head to the bottom of your feet, that you will be filled with Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus Christ right now. Your ladder will be greater. The best is yet to come. You are not defeated or put down. You are more than a conqueror right now. Be filled with that fire in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
You know, I'll tell you something. When you read her book, I Dreamed of Freedom, you won't dream of freedom. Whatever prison you're in, you're going to be set free.
Amen.
Ishikabla was raised a Muslim and grew up in a religion which considers women laughing as being evil. She suffered the emotional and physical abuse, as well as serving a God who is angry and vengeful. Today, as a believer in Jesus, her ministry is reaching millions worldwide, sharing how to walk in the supernatural of God every day and receive all of His promises and blessings for your life.
There is no limitation what God can do for you or set you free and give you a new start. The only limitation is you.
Call now and get Ishikabla's powerful book, I Dreamed Freedom, and her anointed three-part audio CD teaching, A Lifestyle of Joy and the Impossible. This is an exclusive offer for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9520. Through Ishikabla's powerful testimony book, I Dreamed Freedom, you will realize that no matter how bad your past has been, whether it has been dominated by sin, wrong choices, emotional or physical abuse, woundedness, bad circumstances, wrong personal choices, all of this can be overcome through the blood of Jesus and through belief in Jesus as your Messiah and Lord.
I wrote this book to tell people, despite of what you go through, your trials, your tragedies, everything, God can give you His supernatural joy. And that joy comes when you receive freedom in Christ Jesus. When you start looking at God, not your circumstances, not your past, but looking at the healer and restorer and redeemer.
Through Ishikabla's anointed three-part audio CD teaching, A Lifestyle of Joy and the Impossible, you will understand how to receive God's fire and a renewed passion for the things of God. Never be a victim again. Learn how to maintain the fire of God in your life. Find out how you can experience deliverance, healing, and miracles like those that we read about in the New Testament. Develop a transformed mind. Obtain victory over negativity and doubt, which are robbing you from accessing all the blessings and promises of God in your life. Receive the joy of the Lord impartation. Understand that there is no limit to what God can do in and through your life.
Whenever I speak, I give my testimony without praying over people. Imagine. And or people read my book, they get healed. I heard people's tumors fell off just by me giving my testimony. People are coming out of depression or insomnia or suicidal thoughts or all kinds of diseases, arthritis, diabetics, just being healed by hearing or reading my testimony.
Are you ready for a lifestyle of joy, supernatural joy? Are you ready for a lifestyle of nothing is impossible? It's no longer going to be a dream for you. It's going to be reality.
Don't miss out on getting Ishikabla's powerful book, I Dreamed Freedom, and her anointed three-part audio CD teaching, A Lifestyle of Joy and the Impossible. This is an exclusive offer for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9520. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9520 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural.
The devil is terrified of the blood of Jesus. This is Tommy Combs. Join me on It's Supernatural as I teach how pleading the blood of Jesus will cause the enemy to run in fear and trembling before you and your family.